Jambo, jambo bwana, habari gani? Nzuri sana. Wageni mwakaribishwa, Kenya yetu hakuna matata.
Good morning, welcome to the G Spot, the good spot, the gram spot, the god spot, where all the G's meet. So, yeah, this is basically the last episode of season 4. It's been a long time coming, and it's been a wonderful experience so far, like from the very first episode till now. So many lessons learned, so many episodes done. I mean, it's been eye-opening. It's been a wonderful experience so far. Now we're closing, and we're gonna start on season 5 in a couple of weeks. Just wanted to tell you guys that we are going on holiday for just a little bit. Take time to reflect, do a thing or two, and basically a time for self-discovery. And it is my understanding that right now the conversation is centered about elections mostly. Everyone is just thinking about elections, or what political choice are we going to make as a country, and what are we going to do as a country to ensure that we have a peaceful and wonderful time the next 1 week as from tomorrow. But for us here, this is a conversation that we've had before, so many times before. We've put so much emphasis on it. We did a whole series on it, where we basically talked about how you're going to ensure that you make the right choice, who is going to be the right choice, and why should we go for peace during this period. So it's not something that we're going to talk about again, because we've done it before. So we can just get we just go through all the episodes we've done, get an experience, and listen in and get our point of view in terms of what we think is the right way forward as from tomorrow. But I'm not going to talk about that today. Elections, just make sure you're choosing the right leader. Make sure you're telling the people around you to choose the right leader and how they're going to do it in a very peaceful manner. And remember that this is just a period of choosing, not a period of fighting. Just select your person and go home, sleep. Wait for the results. You don't have to go to the streets so that you can fight for someone who you don't directly benefit from. Even if you are directly benefiting from them, still would it make sense to go and hurt your neighbor or your friend just because of, you know, electoral choices? It doesn't make much sense. But today, there are a few things I want to talk about. I just wanted to elaborate on something. They're called the G principles. Like, when we started this podcast and called it the G Spot, I usually start by saying it's a good spot, the God spot, the ground spot, you know, all those kind of things. But what does it mean to be a G? Like, well, why did I choose G? Yeah, my name is Graham, so definitely it would be G. But then, why G? I found some very great words associated with the letter G. That's why I chose this G to be like the title of our conversations to be, and that have been why. So like, how do I put it? So G has some very amazing words associated with it. One is the word great. I believe that most of you guys, and I proclaim that most of you guys who listen to this podcast in one way or another, you're very great people. You are great in your very amazing way. Whatever that you pursue, I just wish greatness will be part of you. And I pray that greatness will be part of your journey in life. Number two is, I think G stands for things like genuine. I think this is one of those things that I genuinely enjoy doing. And I'm genuine about them. Because I'm so real when I come to the podcast. I do it in the simplest manner. In a way that I love doing it. And I enjoy doing it every day. So that was a genuine expression of what this podcast is all about. It's really unedited because you can feel all the flaws. You can feel all the good stuff as well. So you have to enjoy it. It's a good experience as well. Then I believe that, you know, most of the guys who listen to this podcast are very gifted people. One way or another, there's something special about you. You're gifted. My starting for me, myself. For me, myself, is that's really bad English for someone who got a really good grade in English. But the thing is, you guys are gifted. It's just a proclamation. It's a very random podcast I thought of, you know. You guys are gifted in your very special way. There's something special about you, and I hope that you maximize on your gifts. Take time, evaluate yourself, find that special thing about you. Know that you, being a G, are very gifted. So pursue your gifts. Be good at it. Number four is gainful. I thought that G-Spot is a place you come and learn a thing or two, you know, be inspired, be motivated. It's a conversation that is not centered on any one topic, but it is based on improving the lives of those who listen to it. You get touched in a godly manner, in a good way, in an amazing way, all those things, all those G's. And I thought G stands for God, you know. That was like the most important reason as to why I took G. Because I over the years that I've been in this world, over the last couple of years, in the many years I've been around, I realized that God has been so influential in most of the decisions I've made, most of the positive progresses I have made in life. And I thought, you know what? It's going to be the G spot, it's going to be the good spot, the God spot, God spot, you know. Where we also talk about God, you'll never, it's rare. Yes, there are those that are willing to have conversations about God, but our generation is really struggling with things like, you know, a spiritual connection with the Almighty. And you can't deny His existence, you know. He's there. But for a generation like ours, understanding that God comes through for us and is there for us is quite difficult. We don't really have much faith. But I thought this podcast should also be based on a godly conversation. We will also talk about God. We can talk about relationships. We can talk about success. We can talk about bodybuilding, weightlifting. We can talk about any random conversation. But it would never make much sense if we really never talked about God. So I thought, you know, God's spot. It would be great if we talked about God as well. So as you're going through the conversations below, because you're scrolling my hair, I believe, you also find interesting conversations centered about God. You know, maybe you should take time and listen. You'd get inspired one way or another. You'd learn a lesson or two. So the G principles are basically those words I believed and inherited. To put part of this conversation. There are so many wonderful G's out there. Things like glorious, you know. Yeah, we are a golden generation. You guys are golden listeners, you know. You guys, there's a friend of mine who was called Gidi, by the way. He died a few years ago. It was actually last year. So, Gidi, wherever you are, you're also a G-man. And I thought it'd be great if you were involved just like that. So glad. Glad is another G. G. Grateful people. Glad. Who are glad in whatever they are pursuing, you know. Yeah. So the G principles, just those letters and those words associated with that one letter. And we have words like genius as well. Ah, yeah. I think the G's are very, very intelligent people. In your own way, you are geniuses in whatever you're pursuing. Also giants, you know. Giants. I usually believe that you can be a giant at whatever you're doing simply by the level of ambition, focus, and determination that you have. So you as a G who is listening to this podcast today, and you've been listening before, you should understand that you're a giant and you have a responsibility to be bigger than your ambitions, bigger than the expectations of all other people, simply because you are a G. You know, a long time ago, I used to think that when you say G, you know, it's like a gangster. Yeah, it's actually that also, but we won't include it in that. We won't include it today. It wasn't really my principle from the very beginning. And when I said sensitive, I also actually meant a G-spot when I said sensitive. So it was how do I put it? Jina la kimsimbo, that's how they would say, you know. Yeah, so I guess that's it for today. This conversation today was to inform you that you're going to go on holiday for a week or two, three, you know. Take time, reflect, and work on a few things that I need to work on. But you can listen to the episodes below, the many episodes below, and I hope that you learn a thing or two. Take something home with you, and purpose to be improving constantly. Whatever that you're working on, whatever work that you are currently pursuing, I hope that God is going to be involved in it. He's going to bless the work of your hands. You're going to be uplifted, glorified. You're going to have an amazing time. You as a genius and a giant. So that's it for today. Be blessed wherever you are. Make sure that you are preaching peace during this election period. So, yeah, that's it. Till next time. Bongo Venus, Bongo Venus, Zunguka, Zungu Zukaneni. Kujanami. Twache kuzozana
Kadiene ver
watu wa upendo hauna dui hauna kifanika
takapata na zavate.
Narudo
kupatana kutitibu dirire
Twaitaji upendo ili tusonge mbeleo
Kutambura kwedu zichida hati narudo
Ukosefu wa upendo lete dhikia ya